Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Fires, hurricanes, wars, cancer, broken bones. Where's God in all this? If God is supposed to be so good and loving, why are these things happening? Why the people in the Midwest, over 40 people died because of the weather change, or the people in Texas who were hurt by those fires or killed or lost their homes, or in California. What's going on here? If God is so good, why do these things happen? Why does evil happen if God is good and loving and we can count on God? That's a big question. And there's been many books written about this. In fact, in theological circles, they call this sort of thing theodicy. Theodicy. Why does evil happen? Why does God allow things to happen? In fact, there was a Jewish rabbi, Harold Kushner, years ago, who tried to explain this. He wrote a book and said, why do bad things happen to good people? And here he's saying, okay, if God is love, if God is all-powerful, and he tried to go back and forth, and his conclusion was, well, God is loving, but God is not omnipotent. God is not all-powerful. He has his limitations. What do you think about that? Well, today's gospel reading, notice Jesus does not answer the question why. Why evil happens to people? Why do people suffer? Here's the thing. Part of love means there's a relationship. Part of love means there's freedom. And if you smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day and get lung cancer, you can't say God's punishing you. If you eat 5 packages of Girl Scout cookies every day and start looking like me, you can't say it's because God's punishing me. I chose what goes into my mouth. So some of these things are explainable, but there is some things, horrible things that happen that you can't explain, that are unexplainable. Why? Why does this happen? God is present, and that's the promise with all of us. This is what this crucifix is about. He entered fully into our lives. He was 9 months in Mary's womb. He was born as a young boy. He entered into our suffering on the cross. He conquered death by dying. He conquered suffering by suffering. He's with us always. He confronts our suffering with the cross. And God in the cross can transform our suffering into the creativity of new life. He can bring from Good Friday's Easter, which we will celebrate April 20th. You know, why? I mean, you should meet Randy and Mary, your friends and their parents. We celebrated their memorial service yesterday. Wonderful people. Why did they have to go through the suffering with their parents? Why? So the question, though, is not why do bad things happen to good people? The question is how? How? Because suffering is part of our lives, we can't escape it. How do we live? How do we endure in a world where there is suffering, where sometimes bad things do happen to us and we can't explain it? Sometimes when Marilyn's getting some flowers and she falls and gets hurt and she's still recovering from it, or Eileen with her surgery. I mean, why do these things happen? Why suffer? What do we do in the face of evil? Do we just give up? Say, well, you know, stuff happens. That's the way it is. Do we give in? Do we despair? Do we shop till we drop? Do we eat, drink, and be merry? Because tomorrow you die. Anything goes? Or do we move forward in the power of Christ, remembering that Jesus died and rose again, that he lives? Remembering that faith, hope, and love abide, and the greatest of these is love. It never dies. This is why Jesus says, repent. Don't be looking for love in all the wrong places. You've got a hole in your soul that only can be filled by God. Repent, turn back to God. Turn back to your baptism. Turn back like you're doing today, worshiping God, singing praises to God, receiving the sacrament, being fortified by God to be in the world that sometimes is not that nice. And to try to follow in God's way. Turn to God. Stay close to God. Be grounded and connected to God. Do your devotions. Do your prayers. Look for your God sightings. God is there. And you will allow God then to sustain you. And he will hang on the crosses of your pains, on the crosses of your anxiety, on the crosses of your suffering. Jesus hangs there with us. And God will never, ever abandon us. God is with us always, even to the end of the age. God's not out to get us. God's out to love us, to love us. God's out to save us. God's out to transform our suffering, our wounds, into something beautiful by the power of love. You know, Jesus finishes this morning with the parable of the fig tree. And that gardener can be looked at as in this parable as God. I mean, the owner said, hey, the fig tree's not producing. Let's just tear it down. Okay, it's impatient. Okay, it's not working. Destroy it. But God is more like the wise gardener who has infinite love, infinite patience. Just give it time. I'll water it. I'll put some manure around it. Give it another year. Give it time. Give it time. Let it blossom. Let it become what God made it to be. Just like he has that patience with us, to love us, to nurture us, so that we in turn can be peacemakers, be anxiety dampeners, do something beautiful for God. You know, God knocks down the towers who murdered those Galileans? What kind of God would that be? God would tell Pilate to kill those Jews as they were doing their sacrifice? What kind of God would that be? No, our God has infinite patience and compassion, gentleness with us. I mean, I came across this story that would move me, and maybe it'll touch your hearts too, about Martin Gray. Martin Gray was a Jew that happened to be in Poland in World War II, and he was in the Warsaw Ghetto. He survived that. He was a survivor of the Holocaust. And after the war, he married a beautiful wife. He had children. And tragedy struck again. He was living in South France, and a horrible fire went through. Wiped out his house, killed his family. And he was crushed, of course. And after this horrible loss, friends encouraged him to launch an investigation. Why did this happen? Who's at fault? Instead, Martin Gray began a movement to help protect people from those kind of fires, to help be an advocate for helping them. He explained to his friends that an investigation would focus on the past, on issues of pain, of issues of sorrow, of issues of suffering, of issues of blame, on accusing other people for being responsible for his own misery. He wasn't interested in asking why. There's no why. He was only interested in asking, now what? Now what? How can I live into the future? Into a yes to life, affirming life, and not in in life-denying ways and hate and resentment. How can I live for something rather than against something? How can this suffering, this pain, this horrible agony be taken and become life-giving? Well, today Jesus presents us with the central dilemma of choice in Lent. Are we stuck in the past, or do we believe in God and God's future? Are we living against something, or are we living for something? Are we complaining what life gets us, or are we being responsible saying, ouch, it hurts, it's terrible, God give me strength, how can I live a yes, how can I be a positive influence, how can I leave this world a little better than I found it, in the power of the Holy Spirit, to repent, go back to God, ask God to be in your life, to surrender to God, allow the Spirit to come into your life, to give you strength. Oh yeah, when Jesus returned to his disciples and Thomas said, let me put my hand in your, the holes in your hand and the side, Jesus still had his wounds, but he was still life-giving and loving. To let God take responsibility for your life. Say, now, how can I take this and live? God can take your Good Fridays and turn them through the suffering into Easter for you and others. Remember, the crucified lives. And as you do, live in the crucified, Jesus Christ. And in the power of the Holy Spirit, to take your wounds, and we all have them, take our suffering, take them before God. Let God's Spirit energy fill you and heal you, and to take that experience to have more compassion for others and to do something beautiful for God. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.